Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 217 of Her, the podcast where you hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her trauma and how to heal it with yoga. This is going to be an absolutely terrific show. Before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because I'm just sitting here waiting to hear from you. That's right. Your feedback is golden, golden, golden. So please give us your feedback after the show is done. I'm so excited. Oh, boy. It's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about Her.
I have such a special guest today. She is one of my bestest friends and colleagues within the whole healing arts arena. Her name is Beth Shaw, and she is the author of the brand new book, Healing Trauma with Yoga. And no one knows this space better than Beth does. She's an internationally renowned health hacker, best-selling author, wellness coach, and the founder of YogaFit, the largest mind-body wellness school in the world, established in 1994. She spent more than two decades certifying over 200,000 wellness instructors spanning yoga, Ayurveda, sound and energy healing, meditation, and mindfulness. You know, her work has paved the way for a more intuitive approach to physical, mental, and spiritual health. You know, full transparency, when Beth reached out about this fabulous book, I mean, as so many of my listeners know, the whole issue of trauma is so central to a lot of the work I've done professionally and otherwise. I have a great passion about this one space because I think it's underrepresented, undertreated, and not dealt with effectively enough by multiple systems out there, including the medical care system. And when Beth introduced this whole concept for the book and asked me to write the foreword, well, you know, my hand went up so fast, you got whiplash. And I wrote the foreword. My quote is on the cover of the book. I'm very proud of what Beth has put together. And I'm even prouder of the fact that Beth is here to tell us about it. What really prompted you to write the book? You know, this whole issue of trauma is so deep and meaningful, and also a lot of people are pretty sensitive about it. So, you know, where were you coming from? I mean, what's the history of how you got around writing this book?
Well, the professional history, Pam, is that YogaFit, my yoga school, has been doing trauma-sensitive trainings for the past 7 years. We've been working with veterans, first responders, psychologists, and really anyone who has had trauma in their life, to help them through yoga and other mind-body disciplines to not only heal their trauma, but just to cope with the daily symptoms that arise from trauma.
Wow. Okay. Now, when you were writing this book, were you also deriving some kind of meaningfulness from your own experiences with trauma?
Very much so. In fact, I didn't realize at the time when they picked this title out of seven ones that I had given to my new publisher, as this is my fourth book, I didn't realize how impactful this book would be to me personally. Because in the book, I've asked various people to share their experiences of healing their trauma.
When you were writing the book, Beth, did this really, you know, hit home with any experiences you yourself have had in terms of trauma in your life?
Yes, Pam, actually, I've had childhood trauma and trauma in my adult life, and I have to share those stories as well, because in asking other people to share their success stories in the book, I couldn't not share my own. I just didn't feel like that would be the right course of action. So although being, as you know, a bit of a public person, I'm also a private one. So that, for me, was cathartic as well as challenging. And then I've also had to rely on a lot of the tools that I list in the book during the whole process.
Huh. You know, when you were recounting these stories, which I read, which are just mind-blowing, how have you actually seen yoga help people with trauma? Like, can you give us an example or two so that, you know, our wonderful listeners out there in the Her Podcast land can kind of, you know, think about, wow, yeah, that happened to me too, or that's just amazing. Maybe I need to do it.
Well, I'll back up a little bit, Pam, and share with you that the ACE test, which is the Adverse Childhood Experience Test, is a great place for anyone who thinks that they may have had trauma in their life, especially in childhood, to start. You can find that test online. We also have it in the book. You know, and once people have ascertained, yes, I've had a traumatic experience that I'm aware of, or perhaps I'm not aware of, from there, people do all different types of things to feel better, which is, as you know, where a lot of addictions start, is when you have a traumatized brain and then you're just doing things to make yourself feel better, and then you get hooked on perhaps some things that are not that good for you. So personally, having been educating people in yoga and other mind-body techniques for so many years now, I've really seen people with a lot of trauma, whether it's from being in the war or to having, a rape in college, a date rape, to, you know, something happening with the priest when they were a child. I've seen a lot of people just blossom and really are able to lead their best life because they're using the daily practice of yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and a whole lot of the other hacks in the book to just thrive instead of just being a survivor.
I love the fact that you mentioned the science, and as you're more than well aware, because it's all throughout your book, there's hardcore, credible, published data that shows what yoga actually does to your brain as well as your body and, hormonal systems. Say, for instance, if you're a regular practitioner of yoga and you do that, say, in the morning, what you're able to do is control the levels of stress hormone. Now, you need stress hormone coursing through your body throughout the day because it's normal. You don't want it to disappear or you'd be dead. But in people who've been traumatized, they tend to have, you know, huge spikes and lots of triggering, et cetera, which sends your stress hormone through the ceiling. One of the best published studies really showed that if you do practice your yoga, especially in the morning, then for the rest of the day, you have better regulation of cortisol levels, which is stress hormone, than someone who does not do that. Hey, sign me up. Because we now know that this is a profound effect. And obviously, there's so many other neurobiological health benefits of doing this. Just going to a place where you have self-introspection, calming down that reptilian piece of your brain that's just sort of firing off in fight and flight all the time. You depict all of this really nicely in your book. And I think it's really important for people out there to know that healing trauma is just a yoga session away, wouldn't you say?
It's definitely just a yoga session away. It's a meditation session away. It's a regular practice away. And the nice thing, Pam, is that the more we engage in things like yoga, and meditation, we strengthen that muscle, and we can return to that place of peace and calm much more easily because we just get used to being there. We know how good it feels, and that's our go-to place as opposed to the bar, going to the bar, you know, go to yoga class.
I love it. I love it. What a go-to. You know, I was just blown away when I saw that you had these trainings for instructors in trauma-based or trauma-sensitive yoga. Can you explain that to our listeners? What is that exactly?
Well, at YogaFit, we have our YogaFit Warriors program, and it's comprised of weekend trainings in an educational track that people can take multiple trainings or just one. We also have a Warriors Kids program for kids. But really, it's a way of sequencing poses. It's a way of doing specific techniques, actually one in particular that releases the polyvagal nerve and helps trauma leave the body without people actually not having to speak about it. So for many people who don't want to talk about their trauma, it's a great way to practice clearing space and feeling better. And, you know, we also learn a lot about causes of trauma, how trauma affects the brain, and different things that one can do in the mind-body realm to get the effects of healing on a daily basis.
Well, you know, you brought up something in one of our prior conversations, which I found to be really poignant. And that is, you train instructors when they come into the class to actually interact with their students differently, especially when they don't know which students can be triggered by just touch. How do you do that?
Well, at YogaFit, we ask that anybody who teaches announce in the beginning of class, "I'm going to be coming around to make adjustments. If you don't want a physical adjustment, let me know." Also, towards the end of class, if we're adjusting someone in final relaxation, we always want to give them the option to place their hands on their belly so that no one's pulling on their ankles. Because for people who have suffered trauma, an attack, an aggression upon them, that surprise touch can really just be the opposite of yoga. It will take away all peace and calm and put people right away into a fight or flight, or even perhaps give them a flashback physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. So people who are teaching yoga or other mind-body disciplines really need to be sensitive to the fact that not everybody wants a physical adjustment. How to do a proper physical adjustment if you do in a way that's not intrusive. And, you know, in this era of hashtag me too, I think that's very important for everyone to know. And we really train instructors how to help everyone in the room, regardless of their life experience.
Wow. You know, where was this, you know, so long ago? This is such a superb approach, and it's just so trauma sensitive. And it's about time we realized how many people out there are actually affected by trauma. You mentioned the Adverse Childhood Experience, or ACE, or ACE test, which anyone could Google and take that test. It's quite fascinating because when Dr. Vincent Felitti stumbled upon this when he was researching just some demographic data with the Kaiser Permanente healthcare population, thousands of people, he just happened to ask that little question, "Gosh, have you had any trauma?" Only to find out that at least a third had some serious trauma. And that's when he started putting two and two together, saying, "My God, we are not asking the question. What have we been missing all along?" And he helped open the door to all of this wonderful work that you're doing and so many others who are in the trauma field, whether they're physicians or psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors in general. So I'm so glad that you've incorporated that wonderful science into your work and your book, Healing Trauma with Yoga. Now, All right. What's your best advice, Beth, for anyone out there in the Her Podcast land right now who's listening, who has trauma, a history of trauma, but who wants to embark on a yoga mind-body program? What would you recommend?
Well, I'd recommend first and foremost to get an instructor that's trained by YogaFit. And they can go on our website, yogafit.com, to search an instructor near them. But above and beyond that, I would recommend trying out a number of different classes and finding a style and an instructor that resonates with you. And, you know, don't give up at the first one if the first one doesn't work out. There are as many flavors of yoga as there are ice cream. And so we need to really keep going back to the buffet until we find the dish that works for us.
You know, I love the way you said that, because I think people stereotypically think yoga is yoga. And I think some people may have had maybe not so much of an inspirational class at one point from somebody a million years ago and maybe just gave up. I think what you said was so important. People out there, listen, go out there and experiment. You know, it's a trial and error thing. Like, come on, did you hit it the first time on a good hairstylist? Not. How many mistakes did we have on that one before we finally found what we need? So do the work to be able to find the best program for yourself. And I just think I can't emphasize that enough. Never give up, because there's so many options out there. Take the time to do this. And as a yoga fan myself, and I use it for all kinds of things, it's just the best to be able to get me into that pause button place in my brain where I could turn off monkey brain, which is going at a million miles an hour, and instead I can just sort of focus inward and outward at the same time, mind and body. As a real advocate of what Beth is talking about, I so recommend that you give this a try if you haven't done this yet. And if you're already doing it, well, gosh, make sure that you're in the right kind of class that really fits you. And please go to yogafit.com to be able to find trained instructors who really understand how to deal with people who have experienced trauma, because this is huge. This is a huge, huge topic. It's also a lifelong journey. If you, let me ask you a question. Everybody loves to talk to big time experts like you, Beth, and you are one of the biggest names in the yoga and healing sector out there globally. I know that a number of people on my team were curious how you yourself personally conduct your own daily routine. How do you incorporate all of these healing modalities that you talk about into your own life?
Well, Pam, I will typically wake up and take my dog for a walk, which is, you know, walking is a great way to kind of warm up the body for anything you're going to be doing. And then I also do an inversion every day. I have a headstand. I call it a headstand machine, but it's a headstand support. Inversions are really good for mood balancing, for depression. I have a red light that I use from True Dark, and I put the red light on at the same time I'm doing my headstand, and it's an interesting show to watch, but I do that for about 10-15 minutes. And, you know, I make sure to incorporate Ayurveda into my day, starting with a glass of warm water, lemon in the morning. And then, you know, perhaps having a workout, maybe doing some cardio or weight training or yoga. I try to move my body for at least a half hour every day, if not more. I'm very disciplined on my nutrition because, you know, basically we are what we eat. So if we're starting to eat a lot of refined carbohydrates and sugars and we're prone to any anxiety or depression, those things are not going to help us at all. I take a lot of supplements, natural ones, that I find to be good for mood and depression, because I'm myself prone to depression. So it's a very comprehensive program, but actually once you're in it, very easy to follow. And in the book, I outline about 21 different things that people can do every single day that are not that difficult, that will make them feel better. And because life exists moment by moment, one day at a time, it's very helpful for us to approach our trauma in that way.
I love it. All right. Now, as we're wrapping this up, Beth, you know, how about one really awesome takeaway from the book that you can gift our Her podcast listeners with?
Well, I would like to gift our Her podcast listeners with just some simple breathing techniques and some meditation that would just involve lying down for 10 minutes, perhaps in the afternoon when you feel a little bit overwhelmed from your day, and doing a brief body scan, starting with the soles of the feet and bringing the breath in through the soles of the feet, and just really paying attention to the feet and the legs and the hips, the belly, the chest, the rib cage, the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the head, the neck, the face, and just breathing and relaxing and immersing yourself 110% in your physical body. And I know that for some people, that's a scary place to go, but just to start to get more comfortable being in the body that you're in, the body takes you everywhere that you go in life, and really focusing your energy, sending it some light, breathing and relaxing, and just noticing what's going on in the body, because the body doesn't lie. And so the more we can bring our awareness into our bodies, remind ourselves that we have these beautiful bodies, we need to take care of them, we're going to be a lot more receptive to yoga, to meditation, to eating healthy, to Ayurveda, basically to anything that's going to add to our health and not take away from it. And the healthier we are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the easier it will be for us to deal with whatever comes up in a calm, sane, and proactive, positive way.
All right. I'm so mellow, I can't stand myself. Just listening to you, Beth, this happens every single time, and you know it. I love it. Everyone out there, we've been talking to Beth Shaw. She's the founder of YogaFit, and this is a fantastic school, which is the largest mind-body wellness school in the world that has trained over 200,000 wellness instructors in yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation and mindfulness. Just absolutely amazing. She's the author of the brand new book, Healing Trauma with Yoga. Run out and get it. Healing Trauma with Yoga. And please go to the yogafit.com website to learn more about the book, as well as where you can find a yoga-based trauma-sensitive instructor, perhaps in your locale. And then give it a whirl, please, if you're not doing yoga right now, because this is so important for your welfare and your well-being. Beth, I can't thank you enough for being on the Her podcast.
Pam, thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you and all your listeners a beautiful, peaceful day.
Yay. I love that. And now, right now, all you beautiful listeners out there in Her podcast land, run on over to iTunes and rate and review this show, because this was a winner. Come on. Okay. I'm biased. What can I say? I want to hear from you. Why? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm the host of the Her podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.